Thank you and good afternoon. In the Six Rivers National Forest, two wildfire complexes have burned over 45,000 acres of total federal land. Over 800 fire personnel have battled a series of three lightning-caused fires near the areas of Densmore, Hiapom, and Mad River, known as the Route Complex. The fires have burned over 25,000 acres of land and stand at 17% containment. Heavier winds are anticipated throughout the region, which will increase fire behavior. Road closures along Highway 36 all the way to Lower Rattlesnake Road remain in effect. Further to the south, the Mad River complex near the Ruth Lake area has scorched nearly 20,000 acres of land. Over 1,100 personnel remain on scene suppressing the complex, which is a series of seven wildfires, and containment is close to 40%. To go along with drought-caused fuels and steep terrain, the weather conditions are expected to augment fire activity in the area as well, as high temperatures and low humidity are expected. Over 1,700 personnel from county and state agencies have continued to battle the Humble Complex, a collection of seven fires burning near the Alder Point and Blocksburg areas. The series of fires have burned nearly 4,700 acres of land and are threatening commercial timberland. During suppression efforts, crews have had trouble with poor access points to the fires, as they are burning in steep and rugged terrain. The fires have destroyed six outbuildings and 11 fire personnel have sustained injuries during containment efforts. The fires stand at 55% containment, and the target date for full containment is August 23rd. Meanwhile, the river complex stands at 12% containment and a red flag warning has been issued for the series of fires until 8 p.m. tonight, as weather conditions are expected to increase fire activity. The fires have burned nearly 21,000 acres of land near the communities of the Trinity Village, Daly, Hoboken, as well as Denny, and over 600 personnel have been assigned to the fire. A community meeting is scheduled for Wednesday night in Willow Creek to discuss the status of suppression efforts. In Delnor County, the Gaskee complex of six wildfires have burned more than 2,400 acres and stands at 10% containment. Over 450 personnel remain in the area, focusing on keeping the fires from spreading to nearby structures. The Orleans Ranger District has also seen four fires burning in the area, with the largest being the Nikowitz Fire. Over 250 personnel have battled the blaze, which has burned nearly 1,100 acres and stands at 25% containment. The target date for full containment has been set for August 16th. With the abundance of wildfires burning across the region, resources from out-of-state agencies have been called in to assist in suppression efforts. More than 10,000 CAL FIRE personnel have been assigned to these fires, with over 50 engine companies and fire crews coming from Nevada, New Mexico, and Arizona aiding in battling the blazes. CAL FIRE revealed that they have arrested five individuals for arson in the past 2 weeks, and they have issued a reminder to residents to report any suspicious activity to prevent future ignition of fires. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 3rd District Supervisor Mark Lovelace announced on Monday that he won't be running for a third term and will vacate the 3rd District seat on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. In a statement issued by Lovelace on Monday afternoon, he said while he will be leaving the public office, he will continue to remain involved in county issues just as he did for many years before joining the board. Lovelace also noted in his statement some key projects he was a part of during his tenure in the 3rd District seat. He highlighted getting the foundation for broadband along the Highway 299 corridor in motion, as well as pushing for the removal of dams along the Klamath River and securing county rights to 50,000 acre-feet of water from the Trinity River. With the 3rd District seat expected to be vacated, Humboldt Bay Commissioner Mike Wilson has announced he will run to replace Mark Lovelace on the Board of Supervisors. Wilson has already gained the endorsement of Lovelace while issuing a statement on Monday saying he is pleased that Wilson is willing to take on the challenge and is confident in his abilities to work with other supervisors to make the county a better place to live. Wilson said the following, "We need to prepare for the future and plan and adapt for global climate change and respond to and manage the changing cannabis landscape and industry." Wilson, a Humboldt County native and an environmental engineer, pointed to his 9 years of experience on the Harbor's Board of Commissioners as factors in his run. Some of the work Wilson highlighted included the cleanup of the Samoa pulp mill, overseeing the financial stability of the Harbor District, as well as growing and expanding aquaculture industries along the bay. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.